You know, it's a good thing I have a background as a teacher, you know, because definitely doing utilizing those schools a lot, you know, and skills a lot as of late. So.
Is this like another all-nighter again that you have to do just like you did with Mao?
You know, pretty much. I mean, just want to, you know, try to get, you know, get guys acclimated, you know, ready to go. And, you know, it's part of it is a little exciting because you just get to see what, you know, what people know when you're placed in this situation. And then you get yourself able to present, you know, information out to them.
I think you got with Niall on Wednesday last time. You obviously have a shorter time period this time. What can you accomplish in just a couple of days?
Well, you know, even part of it, just with, you know, being out there on the football field today and just going through the script. And one of the things about, you know, this league, it's amazing just how much terminology is very similar. And, you know, there's certain things, protection, those or different calls that, you know, I was saying this is what this is. And he said, oh, yeah, we did. That's what we called it, you know, and, you know, in Seattle, you know. So you get some similarities from that standpoint. And there's other things that we did today that might have been called something different, but as long as the concept is understood, you know, it makes the transition a lot easier, which was the same thing that, you know, was the case when I was here.
Just having to watch today, just, you know, look and watch what the other guys do, or do you actually try to get them a couple of snaps during the offensive period?
No, really, I'm more so keen to watching what the other guys are doing. You know, usually in situations, I mean, you know, you let, you know, guys get some reps, some scout team reps, so that way you can see how, you know, how they actually move in person and comparing it to what you've seen, you know, what you've seen on film. And most of the film that you've watched in the situations is, like, if you have a common opponent, you know, then you're able to see guys operate and see how they run during that time. So that's what I'm really focusing in on what the skill set is, so.
Do you know anything about him before yesterday?
You know, just not very much. You know, I had a chance to speak with him at the combine. I remember I had an interview, and that's pretty much been the only contact, you know, that I've had. I mean, outside of that, everything is just on the outside looking in. You know, one of the good things about it is, you know, while we're, you know, standing out there doing, you know, doing practice or when special teams was going on, obviously he wasn't involved in that, so that gave me a chance and opportunity just to talk a little bit more about, that's when you talk more about personal life and goals and those things.
What about his skill set, do you like, that you can tell so far?
I'll tell you what, I was really impressed. I mean, he's very quick, you know, got a lot of good sudden movement, seems to have good vision. I love the way that, you know, he runs with a natural body lean, you know, which makes it, you know, gives him a better chance to get, you know, in and out of seams and break tackles. And you saw it was one play that we had in our half line drill. I mean, he just, you know, he was operating and navigating his way through there, got hit, you know, and was so low, put his hand back on the ground, maintained his balance. I mean, we watched it in there today, and even all the other backs were like, man, that's pretty good balance, you know, right there. So he's got a pretty good skills. I mean, I think he was leading Seattle in rushing.
If there's a knock on him, though, maybe he doesn't always read it the right way. Do you think that's something that a scheme can take? Or, you know, maybe it'll just be, for whatever reason, easier in your scheme to read the hole the right way?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, part of that's going to be is, you know, from our standpoint, making sure that he understands, you know, our scheme. And you know, you get, you know, certain backs are different. You know, some guys, you know, they utilize their, you know, the instincts to try to create, you know, big plays, as opposed to just, you know I just need to, you know, slam it up here. Nothing's going to happen right here and just go get yards. And so those are, we actually had a couple of those instances even today, and we talked about it, watched it on tape, you know. So he seems like he's one of those guys that's going to take heed to, you know, what's being explained to him and how he's being coached, because all these guys, they want to be great, you know. So the more and more they feel like you can help them, you know, the more and more they listen and then try to apply what you're trying to get across to them.
Off from James that first game back, and specifically with the screen game, what he's done there in the past, how do you think that can help you guys?
I think it can help because he's got a natural feel for screens. I mean, some of the best screen runners are guys that understand how to, you know, navigate themselves through there to get open and then set up their blocks and go. I mean, when I remember when I first got here, when we started watching, you know, some of the self-scout stuff from last year, and we got to the screens, and, I mean, he was making big play after big play. I mean, so I think that naturally that's something that he has a great feel for. Outside of that, I mean, he played a lot of reps. I think he had, like, 55 reps. I'm not sure if we were quite want him to play that many, just, you know, coming off of his injury, but he did. And I thought he ran the ball, you know, pretty well. You know, there was a couple of times that, you know, we talked about. I felt like, hey, maybe he could have made a better decision in this situation. But overall, you know, I thought he did. He did fairly well from, you know, just coming back.
You said you had a teaching background. What was that?
Say it again.
You said you had a teaching background. What did you teach?
I taught health and physical education. Did that for 3 years. You know, at the high school level, and you know that's what I studied in school. So that's always helped me from the standpoint in terms of coaching. It was actually a you know health phys ed slash coaching methods degree. So it's really helped me. You know, in terms of because you get different types of kids that learn different ways when you teach it, particularly when it comes to health, and you got to understand and know how to present information so all these kids can learn because everybody learns differently, and I've been able to apply some of those to how I coach.
What did you think when you saw Don Jackson get hurt the other night?
Oh, that was, you know, and it was, I mean, it was, he was just running the play on scout team, and, you know, I saw everything when it happened. And initially, I didn't think, you know, very much of it, you know, and the next thing I know, he wasn't in. It was just, you know, it was disappointing for the kid, as well as obviously with us, you know, being in such a situation where we don't have that many guys, and he was just starting to come on even more as he got more comfortable. So it was, you know, I felt bad for him just for it just being a setback for him.
Were you seeing more from him as, you know, the year went on? I know he's inactive.
Yeah, because, you know, I think, you know, the game was, you know, starting. You can see it in practice even more. The game was starting to slow down a little bit more for him as opposed to just, you know, bam, play starts, bam, I'm going full speed. You can go full speed, but, you know, mentally, you know, you got to make sure that you're processing everything the right way. So you started to see that, you know, happen for him because, as you know, he was a guy that, you know, didn't have a preseason. So his first action in the National Football League was in a real game, you know. So I think he was starting to get a lot more comfortable. So it was, I felt bad for the setback for him.
Bless
you. You think you can get Ty still enough work to keep him advancing?
Oh, without question. And I think the biggest thing also with him is he's so eager, you know, to want to do more. And as he continues to grow, I mean, he'll be a guy that, you know, that you can utilize in a lot of capacities that can really help this offense.